This is Rod.
And Denise.
From the Listening Party Podcast in sunny Southern California. And you're listening to...
All Talk.
Do you guys play video games still? I mean, we're all in our 30s here.
Every once in a while.
I just play them on my cell phone.
Yeah, I play games on my cell phone too, but I'm a pretty avid gamer still. I mean, that's like my hobby. That's what I like to do when I have free time.
That's cool.
Is play a video game. But now that I'm getting older, I found... that I really appreciate a short game now. Like, I used to be like, if I'm going to spend $60, this better give me 40 hours. Of a.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, 40 fucking hours?
Yeah.
I'm not going to remember what's going on for 40 hours at all.
And when do you have 40? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how are those hours going to line up?
That takes like a year to play, at least, to play a 40. It really does. And I love those big games, and I love having all that to do, but I've really found an appreciation. I just beat a game called Firewatch. It's a 5-hour game.
Oh, yeah. No, I've watched.
The whole game is just you fucking hike around. Cool game. You hike around a fucking national forest in Colorado.
You're a Firewatch.
I don't want to give anything away because it's super cool, and there's like a mystery that you saw.
Yeah, okay.
But you never see another person.
It's kind of linear, but it feels real open world.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like, and you see mountains and you go to them.
Yeah, it's all about making decisions. You talk to a girl on a walkie-talkie, and that's pretty much your whole
experience.
Only conversation with anybody. You never see her. You have like a crazy backstory that's really sad. And I don't know.
You see some people every once in a while, but it's real mysterious.
Yeah.
You
know? And it's this really like adult, like singular experience that you have. Yeah. And I really, really loved it.
But it's like, 3 to 5 hours, something like that?
5 hours tops, probably, And I mean, because you have a lot. It takes place over 79 days, but you don't play every single day of the 79 days.
You're jumping.
Yeah, and it's over one summer. But yeah, man, it's really, really cool, man. And the decisions that you make early in the game come back to haunt you or whatever back later in the game. Yeah, it's really neat. I want to play it again and make different choices and see what... What happens?
Nah, it looks really cool. Yeah. I watched a few people play it, you know, on YouTube and shit like that.
And I'm having a lot of fun with that Transformers game, which is like the average is like 6 hours clocking on that. So that's kind of, I think now that I'm past 30, I'm going to start looking for that.
See,
in
that's,
games.
I don't play story games.
Yeah.
I don't care about the story. Yeah.
I do. I like that a lot.
Like,
but Transformers, no. I just want to beat up robots with that. Yeah.
But like, I have a handful of games I play regularly. And there's not really a story to them at all. Like H1Z1.
Yeah.
It's like an open world zombie.
And then what's the roguelike game you play?
Binding of Isaac.
Binding of Isaac. And I have a game I play like that that's Rogue Legacy.
Yeah.
It's the same. Like, there's no story. It's just a strategic kind of platforming game. And I think, what's Binding of Isaac? It's like top.
It's top down twin stick shooter, rogue, dungeon crawling, item collecting. It's like you start in one level of, like, it's your kid, your mom's super religious, God tells her to kill you. She says, okay, tries to kill you. You find a fucking hatch in the basement and crawl down into hell. So you're going, like, through these different levels of the basement, deeper down into hell.
Oh, wow.
And every game's different. It's fucking procedurally generated. All the items are different every time. The bosses, like, all that shit. You can blow up rocks and find items. You can do all this crazy shit.
That's awesome, man.
And it's like, you just do a whole run every time. And it takes like 30 minutes to an hour. Like,
that's cool. Roguelike games are games I would have hated when I was 25 years old. And now I really start to appreciate. So that pretty much what a roguelike means is when you die, you die. That's a main characteristic of it.
Right.
So you have one run. You can unlock. Usually you can unlock certain things that your next life will benefit from. But you generally have to start from the beginning, and it's all the levels are different now because everything's procedurally generated.
Yeah,
it's just randomly put together, or they've just created all these different possibilities that combine differently each time.
That's cool.
The cool thing about Binding of Isaac too, my girlfriend loves that game. By the way, fucking plays it every fucking day.
Nice.
They have like daily challenges.
Oh, that's cool.
So like every day there's a different like map that everybody plays, and you can rank yourself against the whole world.
My wife and I play Rayman Legends. That's a big game for us. That's such a fun multiplayer game, by the way. But it has the same thing where it'll have a daily challenge, and you get, you know, a certain percentage gets gold, silver, and bronze, and it's on a sliding scale based on how good everyone does.
Yeah.
So like you know, getting gold and like these daily challenges is like a real accomplishment. And you have that even when you beat the game, you still have that to come back to all the time.
That's badass.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, that's a fucking cool game. Yeah, I play that a lot. I also play Besiege, which is just like, it's like medieval vehicle builder, kind of like you build weapons and vehicles and shit with blocks.
I think I have that on Steam. I just need to play it. Yeah. I just haven't played it at all.
It's really fun. Yeah.
I need to play it.
But yeah, the cool thing about that is it's got a Steam Workshop, you know, which it's like player created content. So you can just download fucking creations that other players have already made and just drive them around, fuck them around. Nice. Fuck them around.
Do you have a board game simulator?
Yeah, tabletop simulator.
We need to do that. We need to play some of that. I tried to play the Magic the Gathering, but there's just so much that it has to load and crashes every time. But simpler games, man, there's no reason we shouldn't be playing.
Yeah, what do we play? Fucking Zombie Dice.
Zombie Dice is easy as shit.
That was fucking fun as shit.
We should jump on that later, man. Let me know.
But yeah, I play those types of games, though, where it's like no real commitment. You know what I mean? I can just jump in and out. H1Z1 pisses me off because I'll jump in, you know, like 30 minutes to an hour at a time. And sometimes I'll have like big runs where I'm fucking finding guns and like building shit. And then I'll play for fucking 5 minutes and some guy just snipes me from across the town. And I'm like, every fucking thing I just did is done. It sucks. I mean, because it's still in fucking beta, which means they're still working on the game. So every so often they're like, oh yeah, server wipe. So all the shit that you've learned on the server, because you have to learn recipes and learn how to craft shit.
Yeah.
All the shit that you've accomplished at all is just wiped. Nice. You have to just start over. And
so by the time the game actually comes out, you're going to be over it.
I mean, I'm almost there. The thing is, the game, like there was the survival mode, which is just open world, whatever. And you could do PvP or PvE, which meant that like other players couldn't kill you. You could only be killed by the environment.
Right.
But I don't like that. You know, I want there to be that option of being able to kill other players, but I want it to be like the real world. I want it to be where you feel people out. Hey man, you friendly, you know, let's try to get along for a while. And if they fuck around, fuck them up. But players aren't like that. I jump into a world butt ass naked, shredding my pants to try to make a makeshift bow. I got nothing but blackberries and someone kills me. I'm like, enjoy the fucking blackberries, asshole. You killed me with a fucking hunting rifle. Like, you got better shit than I got. Why can't you live and I live? Like, that part of the game is really getting to me. But then there was, like, the other part of the game, which was a battle royale, which just, like, 180-some-odd players just fucking parachute down onto the map. Everybody just fucking goes for guns and tries to kill each other. And fucking like toxic gas starts expanding around the map, so it starts funneling everybody into a smaller and smaller area of the map. So like that was really fun.
That's cool.
You know, like that part was really cool too, but still as frustrating, you know. But they just split the game into two different games like last month. So now there's King of the Hill and Try to Survive. And if you haven't already bought the game, now it's fucking two different games you have to pay $20 for.
Wow.
And it has two different developments.
But if you have it already, you get them both.
Yeah, now, nice. Yeah, I have them both. I still have to download the fucking King of the Hill.
So there's definitely like perks to buying the game when it's in beta and stuff.
Yeah, you get access to a lot of that shit, man. But yeah, it's fucking frustrating. And yeah, you're right. By the time it actually comes out, I'll probably be way over it.
What's up, brah?
Listen, brah.
This fucking drunk ass guy did that to me during South by Southwest.
Did you smack him in the face?
I kind of wanted to. Like, we were just crossing the street at the same time, opposite ways. And when we got to the middle, he looked me dead in the eye and went, Sabra. I swear to God.
No.
Sabra.
Sabra.
And I had my full beard at the time. Do I look like I'm a motherfucker that's going to say Sabra?
Am I your bra?
Yeah.
Every time I hear bra, I think of a movie. One movie, but
Airborne.
Jack Airborne, Black,
the other rad.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
we didn't get into 90s.
Yeah, as much as I love rad, I love Airborne.
Airborne,
man.
Have you seen it?
Never,
dude?
Never heard of it.
So underrated.
Never heard of it. You've been friends with me 17 years. You haven't heard of Airborne?
What is that, skateboards?
It's rollerblades.
Seth Green.
It's rad with rollerblades.
Jack Black.
Yeah, those
1995.
And it's Seth Green and Jack Black being funny. Like, there's some good scenes. Yeah.
They're good. Jack Black goes off. What's his name? Sean McKnight.
Sean McDermott. It's weird that I know that. Yeah. That's the only movie he's ever McKnight. Really been in. So basically, this kid's parents have to go to Australia.
Yeah, they're like scientists or something.
Yeah, they're scientists.
It's Lindsay Lohan's parents from Mean Girls, I guess.
Is it?
I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know if they're doing it in Africa or whatever.
They go to Australia.
Yeah,
and
Australia.
He's stoked. He's like, Australia, because he's a surfer.
Yeah.
That's his main thing.
Right.
They live in California.
Yeah.
So he's fucking moondogging.
He's a surfer, man. Moondoggy. What?
I don't know. He's eating burritos and Otter Pops and shit.
And so...
It's from the movie.
Yeah, and so the parents were like, we got to go to Australia for the summer. Or no, not for the summer, like for the
9 months.
9 months. And he's like, fuck yeah.
Australia, bruh.
Yeah, and she's like, whoa.
10 foot swells, ma. Surfer talk on her.
Sada.
Ma. 10 foot swells, ma. Bruh. He can't say full of words. Like, this is how stoked he is to go to Australia.
And so they say, wait, son. Yeah. You're not going to Australia. Nasa.
Dasalisa. What?
Misa.
You should not go to Australia, son. No, sir. Dasa? No, sir.
So they're like, you're going to go to Ohio.
Yeah.
There's no 10-foot swells, ma.
Ma.
Ma. Ma, what about the 10-foot swells, ma?
Da, sa.
Da, are you sad, da?
Sa, da. I saw da. 10-foot swell, da. He doesn't.
So he has to go live with his aunt and uncle.
And
who
cousin.
who are like the two Northwestern or whatever Midwestern couple that you see in every movie.
Every. Like, sitcom.
Oh, hey there. Yeah, you know that couple, like the redheaded lady and the skinny dude? And he's like, I drive a Zamboni. Eh?
Yeah.
Like that guy.
Right.
And Seth Green is his cousin. And he's like got long hair.
Yeah. And he's trying to be cool.
He's a nerd, but nobody likes him. He's trying to be cool.
Yeah.
So he's like, fuck yeah, I'm going to bring my surfer bro cousin to school with me, because they got to go to school. He's got to go to school there.
That was the whole reason he couldn't go to Australia. You can't go to school in Australia?
Yeah.
Ma.
They don't got they public don't. Schools? Maybe they don't. I don't know.
They don't get into it.
Yeah. But so...
He goes to Ohio and lives with Seth Green and his parents.
And so the cool thing there is hockey. Everyone plays hockey.
Yeah.
So he tries to play fucking hockey and gets his ass kicked. But then they play street hockey, and he's like, oh, fuck, I got this. I know how to rollerblade really good.
So dude, that was a whole scene in the movie of him waiting on a package.
Yeah.
And the package is his rollerblades. And then he's like, fuck yeah, ma.
Just bring your fucking rollerblades.
Yeah, that's not a carry-on.
If you love that so much, why didn't you just bring
it? You don't have a backpack that has rollerblade compartments?
We got to pay shipping and handling now to get your fucking rollerblades there?
Seriously, wait, someone had to stay home all day and shit, sign for that?
Jesus Christ, kid.
He ruined it.
So he finally goes off rollerblade in like 50 minutes into this movie.
Yeah.
And the whole neighborhood starts following him. Kids on bikes, kids on skateboards.
They rock you out on him.
They can't do what he can do. Because he gets to the stairs and he does this cool flip turn.
Swing!
And he lands on the bottom.
Yeah,
and
guitar
like,
going off.
They're like, hey.
too hardcore for me, bro.
See you later, buddy.
But yeah, the rest of the movie is like street hockey redemption.
But then there's a big race
against
the preppies.
Yeah, dude.
All the cool kids finally embrace surfer guy.
Because
he can
shred on the rollerblades.
He can shred on the rollerblades. So it's a team race. The non-preppies against the preppies.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Seth Green shows up not knowing how to rollerblade.
Yeah, and Jack Black.
And Jack Black's.
And Jack Black is the preppy, but he's hilarious.
Yeah, he's great.
He's really funny. No, he's not.
He's not a preppy. He goes to their school. Yeah, he just gives them a hard time because the home guy comes up acting cool.
No, there's another preppy kid who can't skate who hangs in the back with Seth Green.
Yeah.
That's right. I thought it was Seth Green.
No, Jack Black was just like on the jock side of everything.
Yeah, he's one of the cool kids, but
he gets
so fucking funny, man.
He's great. He's great at that movie, dude.
It's so good.
Moondoggy hanging tin, drinking liquid Drano.
Yeah.
He goes off on him.
Yeah, somebody put some Drano.
Yeah, yeah. He says some shit. Yeah, like in that. Your fruit punch.
Yeah.
Movie's great, dude.
So good. It's so the last good. Act of the movie is this race. So like for it's like a 20-minute scene.
Yeah.
That with this race that culminates with like the main. It's like they wanted Emilio Estevez, but they couldn't get Emilio Estevez. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's this other Emilio Estevez. All right. And they like have a moment together where they help each other across the finish line.
Right, right.
Spoiler alert. And they win the race together.
That's funny.
And then and he's like, all right, you can fuck my sister now.
Yeah.
He was trying to fuck his
that
sister.
Was the whole, yeah, that the was whole the whole movie. Beef. Between yeah. them.
He wanted to fuck Emilio Estevez.
I mean, it was one sister. Of those like new guy shows up and he's way too cool. You know what I mean? So all the people are like, no, fuck you. This is Ohio. You can't be that cool here.
Oh, yeah.
So they just give him shit the entire movie until they're like, oh, you could help us fucking win fucking hockey matches or something. Shit. Roller races. And it's down Dead Man's Hill and shit. And they fucking, oh, yeah, dude. Seth Green up in the class introductions.
What about the new kid?
That's Emilio Estevez.
Yeah, I think it's his
That's
turn.
Jack Black.
Okay, Mitchell.
That's
Sean McDermott.
Mitchell Goosen, at your service. I'm not from around here.
Hey.
What's your tell? Well, I don't have any stories. Don't know what I want to be when I grow. Don't care. Just as long as I live near the beach and don't have to wear a tie.
Sarah.
Styling? What? What? Styling?
Let me tell you what styling is. The perfect session. A-frame wave, ground swell, spitting out salt water in your face, doing a little lip action move, a 360 without a bounce. I call it a liquid Drano, wannabe Bullwinkle. I tell you no lie, my friends. It's a consciousness raiser.
Oh, man, I'm going to throw up.
Jack Black, get up there and give us something. Dude.
Other than that, I don't know. Give me some Captain Crunch berries, a couple bean burritos, maybe an Otter Pop or two, and... I'm a pretty happy camper.
Can you get my reference?
I have a few things to say. Could I add something, please? I think that the pretty boy Maharishi over here has been mixing a little bit of Drano with his fruit punch. I mean, does anyone here believe this L.A. laid-back horse shoe? And this guy is peddling? I don't buy it. You big fruity two-shoe.
Yeah.
So about those car clips.
What's a car clip?
You ever driving around? You know, as hey. You ever driving around as you do, and you know you got some important papers,
right?
And you want to keep track of them, but you don't have a folder. They're all loose, so they're in your car,
just like in the seat.
Yeah, just on the seat, not a problem. But here's the thing: it's kind of hot outside,
right?
And the AC's out, so I got to roll down the windows. Now you think like, hey, why don't you just put these in your glove box?
Right.
But the glove box is broken. So I got to find a way to keep these loose papers from flying around because it's hot outside and my AC is broken and my glove box is broken too, so I can't put them up.
So you're talking about an affordable alternative to fixing your glove box and your AC.
No. To keep the papers from flying out the window.
Oh,
a staple.
Yeah.
So you're still going to have no glove box and no AC.
No glove box, no AC, no what? Need. Because you have a device that'll keep your papers intact.
When you roll your window
down. When you roll your window down because the AC's out and because the glove box don't work.
Okay.
And a staple's not doing the job?
Well, here's the thing. A staple implies planning ahead, you know? Like, you got these important papers. Let me staple them together. Keep them together. This is a like, oh, no. I'm on the highway now, and this paper's about to fly out the window. And I don't got to roll up the window because it's hot outside. So for that instance, what you need is a car clip. It's just a little clip to clip those papers together.
Yeah.
You know.
Like a paper clip?
Yeah, like a paper clip. Except that paper clip would be hard to, you know, fasten.
Like a clothespin?
I'm thinking like a clothespin, yeah.
So okay. You're just talking about a clothespin.
Yeah, yeah.
That you're going to rebrand.
Rebrand is a car clip.
Is a clothespin going to be heavy enough?
Yeah.
You know, just one? You need two?
Maybe it should be a metal clothespin.
What about like something. A chip clip?
Yeah, like a chip clip.
Chip clip would work. It's got weight to it. You're just going to repaint it? Yeah. A little sticker on it or
car
something?
Car clip.
Car clip.
You know, for the people who have important papers,
yeah.
They got to get them somewhere, but they don't have a folder. And it's hot outside.
Or a glove compartment that closes.
Or a glove compartment that closes. Yeah, the AC doesn't work. Glove box don't work. You know, car clip.
So I know somebody who's a junior producer at Shark Tank in real life.
Right.
So let's put together a
fuck yeah, dude.
A plan here. Let's go pitch it to Mark Cuban. I think
we gotta sell some first. No, because they're always asking, well, how many of you sold?
He's gonna say like, well, we don't have to sell any. We're just gonna be like, look at how well chip clips are doing.
Yeah.
We're just gonna do that and call it a car clip.
Right. Yeah. I got you.
Dude, people are always like, looking for automotive accessories, you know?
Chip clips are selling 15 million units a year, Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a new market for it.
Yeah.
Cars with ACs that are broken.
All we got to do is produce a sticker.
Yeah.
To just place on already existing
chip clips.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about. We're talking about buying a bunch of chip clips, getting the sticker. Pow.
Car clip. Chip cars.
You better not chip that car clip.
What kind of important papers do you think you'd have? Like, give me an example of
like, you know, resumes, you know?
You got a stack of resumes?
Yeah, you got a stack of resumes sometimes.
Not stapled together.
You can't staple the resumes together.
Just
give them one. You're not getting the whole stack.
So you're like, all right, I printed out all these resumes. Never mind a folder. I'll just throw them on
car. Put them loose so I can grab one at a time.
Yeah.
Easy access.
I guess it makes sense.
Easy access. Like, hey, job opportunity. Easy access.
This is what I'm asking, though. Can we like modify the clip where like it clips on to the car, you know, like to your window or
that's a good
you
idea.
Know what I mean? Or to the AC vent. That shit's not blowing, so you might as well
that's a good idea.
Might as well clip it on there.
Maybe
you know?
Put a little scent in there?
Yeah, a little scent, yeah.
Even though the wind is
there's nothing coming through there. But you know, a little scent. Yeah. People get the resume. They're like, what's that? Resume?
Smells like hot cinnamon.
Smells like dust and pine trees.
I don't know. Maybe it doubles as a car phone charger, too.
What?
Yeah.
It's got power in it now?
Somehow you can charge your phone with it.
All right.
Okay. I'll give that to you.
That's for free.
Yeah.
So we're
okay. All you got to do is buy a car clip, and it'll charge your phone for free. You're paying for it to keep your papers together. It's charging the phone.
Dude, it solves all your problems.
All your shitty-ass car problems.
Sluggish sex life? Car clip.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a bite out of it. See what happens.
Bitten by a rattlesnake? Car clip.
Yeah, it's also a little too sharp. So, yeah, if you do need to puncture your skin to get that poison out,
bloodlet?
Yeah. Car clip.
Should add like a suction thing on it?
Yeah. Then when you're done, you know, do a little tourniquet and car clip it together. Car clip it. Yeah.
Trouble with the ladies?
Car clip. Yeah, dude.
What lady isn't going to be impressed by your ingenuity?
It's a gift, man.
Oh, it's a perfect
first date gift.
Yeah. First date.
They didn't have flowers. I bought you this car clip. You know, if you get bit by a poisonous snake.
And it smells like flowers.
It smells like flowers. Meet me halfway, bitch. What's the price point at this, man?
Oh, shit. $10.
Damn.
Whoa. $9.99?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It's that's like
better.
Okay.
I feel better about that.
It's a collector's item.
Whew, I thought you were gonna say $10.
No, I mean it comes with other stuff too. I mean, there's like a USB drive built in. Right. Oh, so on that is like
phone,
it's gonna be like an exclusive episode or some shit. You know, some exclusive songs. You know,
okay.
Yeah, a little bit of extra.
It's a collector's item.
Yeah, it's a collector's
you can
item.
Copy it onto your phone through the.
Yeah.
So this is officially the All Talk car clip.
Yes.
Okay.
All Talk brand car clip.
I like it.
Comes with a free episode.
And then it's going to be like a model for every podcast band out there. They're all going to put out their own car clips with their own secret songs and stuff on them.
Yeah, dude. That'd be awesome. I always thought toilet paper would be a nice product. Like no one's in that game. You know, they got the beer cozies.
All Talk toilet paper.
All Talk toilet paper, yeah. It has like quotes. Oh, you know, you pull it down, maybe a little something.
Our faces, you yeah, can wipe your yeah. butts.
Fuck you, Jason.
Nah, dude, you're gonna piss off big toilet paper.
Oh yeah, they're gonna come in. Charmin's coming out.
They're gonna send those bears.
You ever seen The Revenant?
Yeah.
Is the car club gonna have Bluetooth?
Yeah, I definitely do.
You think so?
So you can just stream off your phone and all that
you're
stuff.
You're the free episode or whatever else.
Yeah,
you
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. There's gonna be an exclusive podcast that you're only gonna be able to get through Bluetoothed. The car through Bluetooth through your car clip. About the Bluetooth
on them. Isn't that a weird word though, Bluetooth?
Bluetooth.
Like, what does that have to do with how you know what I mean? Like, what does the word Bluetooth have to do with the fucking technology?
I'm about the Bluetooth.
Well, according to Wikipedia.
Uh-oh.
The name Bluetooth is an anglicized version of the Scandinavian Blatandi Blatan. Old Norse Blaton. I don't know what that means. The epithet of the 10th century king Harald Bluetooth.
It's
a 10th century king. It's just a guy who was around, let's see, 900 years, 1100 years
and
ago.
And he was like, you know what? If we had a cell phone and I could stream my shit, like, what the fuck does he have to do?
He has no idea.
This is 10th century.
The 10th fucking century king is who they named this after. And the reason, and he united dissonant Danish tribes into a single kingdom. According to legend, he introduced Christianity as well.
Wow.
Into the Scandinavian culture.
But what does that have to do with one another?
I don't know. The idea of this name was proposed in 1997 by Jim Kardak. That's a super Scandinavian name. Why is Jim Kardak naming this after a 10th century Scandinavian king?
And in 1997, I mean, a lot of Bluetooth going on in 97.
He developed a system that would allow mobile phones to communicate with computers. At the time of this proposal, he just happened to be reading an historical novel about Vikings and King Harald Bluetooth. That's it. He just happened to be reading this book at the time that he came up with this thing and had to name it. And that's all it is. He named it Bluetooth, which is a catchy name, but
I like it.
Yeah, but it's just the name of a fucking 10th century Scandinavian king.
And it's so weird, though. I mean, it's fucking weird, though. Like, Bluetooth seems like it means a thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's...
Because they make it blue.
Yeah, because they make it blue.
Why is it always blue?
It's a blue. They always make the fucking... The logo with the light on it. Like, it's always a blue thing.
I'd like a red Bluetooth.
Yeah, red tooth.
Red tooth.
Yeah.
Now available with car clips.
Going to town, windows down, cause my AC's out. I got a lot of important papers flying about. No, of course, I can't put it in my glove box. I punched it once real hard, now that bitch won't lock. Just wanna keep it all together. With the car clip, she got a car clip. Now we both got car clips.
Any kind of weather. No, bitch, it don't matter weather.